morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Lagos Talks 91.3. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. And as usual, remember, EMM is a financial literacy program, and as such, answers to questions should not be considered as financial advice, but merely the opinions of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your personal, business, financial-related issues. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. And I always say, if money matters to you, then you should listen to Everyday Money Matters. You can join in the conversation and ask questions on how to raise money, gain money, and maybe even spend money. Do call any of these numbers live. They're 0809-191-3913 and 0809-222-0913. Also do try 0809-234-5913 or any of these landline numbers. There's 236-7913-280-2913. Right, as usual, we have our financial expert in the building, Ugodre Obichukwu, the money man, is here this morning. Good morning, Ugodre.
Morning, morning.
What's going on?
Very long weekend.
Yes, long week, long
still
weekend.
Feels like it kind of feels like today is Monday.
Because we can now move on with our lives.
Finally, echo announcements. All the vile on social media. Last 3 months has been like, I've never seen so much hate and abuse.
Where did it come from? It's amazing that we seem like a happier set. There's a listener that called in and said, isn't it weird that we seemed a lot happier when we're under military rule? It seems like we're not this hateful in a military dispensation.
If you weren't in Nigeria and you thought social media was a representation of Nigeria,
you love
that. Think that people just box just, themselves.
I'm telling you, wake up in the morning and start slapping each other. How do you do?
Oh my God, I have never seen so much fake news in my life.
Oh my goodness. But you know, the one thing that actually kept me going is the fact that as many people were sending out the fake stuff, there were a lot of people countering. You know, back in the day, it was just you see the fake news, you leave it. But now people are stepping up.
You gotta give it to the handlers of vote parties.
I think
some of the people who try to put facts over fake.
They tried.
But then, there was a lot of slander on both sides. It was pretty bad. Like Nigerians, man, can we just get along?
You know,
man?
And
like,
do things normally.
Some folks started accusing me.
I was accused of
closet Buhari stuff.
Anyways, at least I think
so I like made that, wow. At least there's one thing that's constant. Closet.
Exactly. But I didn't really bother. I think I made myself clear on social media that I was not interested in this whole thing.
I don't think this was one of those elections where you had to be excited about one candidate. They weren't really the best of candidates. If we want to be real.
Mm-hmm.
But you can only hope for a better 4 years.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
For better 4 years for your money.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're all about. And that's what we do.
People have been asking me what is going to happen.
Exactly. Stock market.
What is going to happen? Yesterday, the stock market lost. Lost some ground. Yeah. Because.
Let me guess the announcement or the time.
You know, a lot of the rhetoric that's been going on about whether they will accept the vote. Or not, stop the counting.
Yes.
Mm. So the market kind of pulled back. What's going on here? Let's say this no one agree. So this time last year when Buhari won, there was what we call the Buhari. That's what we call it on our metrics. It was kind of like everywhere. You know, the market went up because sentiments were very.
This is just after the elections in 2015.
So we don't expect the Buhari this time around. You know, we don't see that happening. However, I think now that the elections are over, I think investors are just going to say, you know what, let's just dust ourselves up
and go back.
Let's just go back. But they're going to also want to look at what Buhari is going to want to do.
Moving forward.
Few months. You're pretty sure that he's probably going to return this cabinet, at least most of them. Most of them, yeah. Most of them will come back. I mean, like, he had these guys for the last 4 years and they've been there,
So what I would
always do on a couple of portfolios, who's going to be the Minister of Finance? That's one area I feel like I want to look at. Who's going to be the Minister of Trade? Is he still going to be an Elama? That's people are going to look at that.
Yeah.
And who's going to be the CBN Governor? MFLA's tenure ends this year.
Now that's the important piece.
I think by March, he should start to proceed on his vacation. So usually go on his vacation.
And then from the vacation, bye bye.
You know, it's almost. It's like side by see ya.
So enjoy yourself.
I don't think if we've renewed the position of a CBN governor in the last 20 years or something. Usually after 4 years, 5 years, they're out.
They're done.
So none of them has, I mean, Sanusi didn't get renewed. No. Soludo didn't get renewed.
No. Nope.
Previous Sanusi did not. So I don't know. Paulo Guma did not. So I don't know if...
But that would definitely be a factor with foreign investments and the outlook for Nigeria
as well.
Yeah,
it is, because isn't actually very popular, you know, especially with foreign investors.
Yeah. Oh, because he didn't...
They didn't like the way he handled the Naira...
Because they really wanted us to devalue...
issue, inflating issue.
But what about the ban on
importation. So all those things, you know, kind of count against him. But, I mean, but those things they really don't care about what
the international, what community. International community, it's more thinks. About what's good for Nigeria.
They just, I don't know whether it's what's good for Nigeria.
Anyways, what's good?
I mean, they feel like this is what's good for Nigeria, then that's what it is. So they usually don't agree. But you know, the economy is kind of picking up again. Mm. So I don't know, is it going to be that way going forward? Who knows? We're out of recession. Mm-hmm. GDP is growing.
Yeah, I heard there was a growth.
Yeah, it's still very sluggish, but it's growing.
Yeah.
The exchange rate is fairly stable. I mean, think about it, man. Throughout the election, the exchange rate was stable.
Which
I mean,
is shocking.
My God.
Because that doesn't normally happen.
It doesn't normally happen.
Usually,
like that.
So, it goes way up during
election time. Yeah, it just starts
to
gyrate. But the exchange rate was basically stable all through this period. Dollars didn't flow like that. This time around.
That's what's going on.
You know, probably one of the most stingy elections
in our history.
That we've seen, yeah. So we're hoping that, you know, things are better. Unemployment rate is one number you want to look at. Let's see if it's going to start picking up. Mm-hmm. There's one index they call the PMI, Purchasing Managers Index, which basically explains whether, or it surveys purchasing managers who tell you whether the economy is doing, whether doing, you know, well, they have confidence in the economy in terms of whether they're going to, manufacturing orders are going to be increasing, right? So those guys, I mean, PMI numbers have been above 50 for almost 6 months now. Which is very, very good. In fact, at some point it got to over 60%. Yeah, pretty good. One of the highest numbers I've seen.
What's happening?
Yeah, so they're kind of like, you know, optimistic that, you know, inventories are picking up, people are beginning to now, you know, adjust to the economy, the realities in the economy and things like that. So are we going to be seeing more trader money? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if trader money is going to continue. A lot of all these initiatives that the government had on agriculture and things like that.
So there might be new policy directions.
Because I mean, like, this is like a vote in favor of all those things that they're doing. So they're just going to double down on those things. So let's just close your eyes and just accept that, man. Like, all this agriculture, whatever that they're doing, it's going to continue.
It's going to continue.
Right. Local rice adventure. Production.
That's going to
banning
continue.
This, banning that. My God, I don't know what else they're going to... Maybe they'll ban your headphones.
Bans.
It's going to be a lot of banning again. Because, I mean, they kind of think like it's worked.
Yeah.
You know, but there's a problem though, Sadiq.
What's the issue?
The exchange rate, there's a little bit of worry.
Why?
And that's because Nigeria owes a lot. So in terms of what we're paying, debt service to revenue. So government is paying over 50%. In fact, I think probably even over 60% of its revenues. As debt. So that's a huge, huge number. So something's got to give.
Definitely.
Something has to give. And it's either of two things. Lagos, are you listening? It is either of two things.
Okay.
One.
Yes.
One.
Am I worried?
Either.
Uh-huh.
D. Uh-huh. Decide.
Yes.
Two.
Uh-huh.
Devalue.
Oh, wow.
Right? Because when you devalue,
yeah,
then government's revenue in Naira picks up. They come after you for your taxes,
which is definitely
they
going
have
to happen.
Started doing it.
Definitely,
they have started seizing people's accounts. You just your own JJ. You heard that your bank has seized your company account.
Ha!
They've basically just frozen it
and accepted the money,
and they tell you to pay your tax.
Wow.
Whether it's legal or not, me and I don't know. So that is a huge scare because, like, you're just on your own, and the tax authority can just decide to freeze your account.
If you haven't settled your tax bill.
Yeah, so they're going to be very, very, very aggressive.
I mean, obviously, because they're not going to do the other thing, which is devalue.
Devalue, they don't want to do it because it's obvious they don't want to do devalue. So,
but what are the implications of devaluing in an economy that's import friendly or import heavy?
How's that going to affect things? Nigeria exports more than they import officially.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're net exporters officially by going by the official record. Of course. We've been like that for years now.
Okay.
Of course. So the thing is that we kind of like, there's a lot of things that are smuggled in. You know, a lot of things make up for the smuggling, what you're smuggling, and there's a quantity in terms of what comes in. But man, so those are the two things. But then it depends. If oil prices go up, you got calls.
Because we got calls because OPEC is trying to push up the oil price.
If oil prices go up, then that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that means that, you know, things can be a bit better.
Yeah.
Or maybe the government revenues kind of pick up. Again, from other sources.
Other sources, yeah.
Yeah, but man, look, the way I see this, it's either of those two things, man. At least in the short term.
Short term.
Taxes, devaluation.
Yeah, man, I'm almost pretty sure about the taxes.
Except if we start to pump oil again and oil prices start to pick up, then maybe. Well, let's relax again and stop
doing it. Let's keep an eye on Trump, OPEC, and all that's going on there.
And all the stuff.
Let's go to the phone lines. This person is probably angry with me right now. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Joy.
Joy.
I'm not talking about money matters today.
Why now?
I'm quite upset with you guys.
You're upset?
You guys didn't read the 7 o'clock news today.
I know.
You were playing music. And you came on air without even apologizing. You just went on with Everyday Money Matters as if nothing happened.
So sorry. I know we had to rush on with the show. I do apologize. Should have done that. But I wasn't even sure that this was going to happen either. So we were on about it. The minute he came in, we had to rush on and go.
A lot of
us
are not happy.
I know.
We need to hear something.
Yeah. Not a problem. I do apologize. And thank you for sharing that, okay?
It's okay.
All right. Cheers. Right. Okay, so not a money matter. But anyways, let's go back and answer some questions. Yes, you have a lot of questions that have been sent in today. Let's start dealing with them one by one. This one says, good afternoon, sir. Okay, I think, yeah, it says, good afternoon, sir. I'm an ardent follower of you. Please, a family member of mine purchased 1 million worth of T-bills recently and was paid 25,000. Please, can you explain? My thinking is that it should be 100,000. And this is from Destiny. So yeah,
I mean, you gotta check. I think I saw that
1 million worth.
You gotta check the tenor, the tenor of the loan. Like, what was the tenor? Is it tenor of the treasury bills? Was it 3 months? Is it is it 91 days? Is it 180? Because I'm guessing maybe you did 91 days.
Mm.
That's why you got
so
that amount.
So the shorter the period, because, the smaller. You know
what I mean? Yeah. Probably 91 days. I'm thinking there are 4 quarters in a year, isn't it?
Yeah.
And since you were supposed to get 100K and you got 25K, it's probably going to be 91 days.
So you probably just did 90.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So you want to check that out very well and ask your bank that, you know, is it 91 days I did or is it 1 year? Mm. If it's 1 year, then you should even be getting more than 100K because it's assuming that that's 10% interest rate.
1 million.
Treasury bills, but you want to check that out again.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to this one. I can't read everything, but let's just take this part. It says, sir, on these fake financial firms everywhere, now he mentions the name of a brokerage firm. I'm not going to mention it, but it says, basically, in January this year, people lost their money with them, and their explanation was that they were upgrading their server or something. Do you think they are genuine? And please, can you help recommend a genuine broker in Nigeria? He's saying that he went to this particular brokerage firm. He gives their name, tells us where they are, and he's wondering if they're fake because they said that they didn't pay out money or they didn't give money as a result of the fact that they were upgrading their server. So what is that about?
Is this, I'm just wondering what kind of brokerage firm this is.
Yeah, let me show you the name.
It a stock brokerage firm?
Because I don't want to mention the name, but
I think it's an FX brokerage firm. I'm not very
you don't really know these
I'm
guys.
I'm not very conversant with FX brokerage firms. I mean, I don't know how they're regulated, right? So, and I don't know.
I mean, how the server?
You're saying their servers. I mean, yeah, it's and that's the reason. Brokerage firm. Yeah. They are more. I mean, there's one we advertised here at one point in time. I can't remember the name again.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it was Binomo or something like that.
Oh yes, yes, yes. The Forest Traders.
Yeah, so maybe you want to try the ones that are. I mean, people kind of like.
People already know like, and advertising
and all that stuff. You want to check them out. I've never heard of these guys before, though.
Oh, as in this, the ones he mentioned
here?
Yeah,
I never did.
Interesting, interesting. Right, phone lines ringing. I think we could take one more call as we are running out of time. Hello, good morning. I apologize, so sorry. Hello. Yeah, all right, I'll just go back to the questions. Let me see social media. Let's see if there's anything on Twitter. This is from Lord El Zeus, and he says, Ugo, quick question. I import goods worth 24 million, sold it for 25 million. Now the government is asking for VAT of 5% on turnover. My profit is gone.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Disappeared.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So no profit?
Yeah.
Just like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Because when you sold your goods, you should have added 5% VAT on it.
Oh.
If it's a VATable good.
Oh.
Yeah, so
that should have been added to the cost.
So if you did not add 5% VAT on it, then the government will say, well, I mean, that's your business. Because whatever it is, you sold, 5% of your turnover should always be VAT.
Should always be VAT.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so he made a big mistake there.
Yeah, yeah, made a huge mistake.
Right, sorry about that, Lord El Zeus. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
My name is Daniel, calling from Surulere.
Good to have you here this morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. Do you have a question for the money man?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, go ahead.
I'm one of the forest traders in Nigeria.
Okay.
All right.
And I make a profit of about close to $150 million.
Wait, sorry?
And as I speak I have about...
Repeat, sir. You said $150 million
with me.
Did you say $150 million?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
So, and as I speak to you, I have probably like $50 to $55 million with me.
Okay.
But I actually want to diversify into some other business. So, and I'm not really too comfortable with businesses in Nigeria. So, I would really like the experts in the house tell me or to enlighten me or to advise me on what businesses I can actually go to that will give me more profit and that will be more reliable business.
Mm.
So thank you very much.
All right, thank you. My good friend.
That's our kind of guy.
Who does not know that's our best friend. Wow, $150 million.
I mean, if you're making that much in forex trading, I wonder why you want to leave forex.
Yeah,
trading.
You know, but it's also to diversify.
Yeah,
also
like, but it's good to diversify. So I don't know. You want to have? Is it a portfolio business or is it a regular brick and mortar business you want to invest in? But it's very good that you diversify your portfolio. So I think you should get a little bit of get some fixed income in there. You know, just to sort of balance your portfolio, balance your risk. You want to do a bit of mutual funds, do some treasury bills. Those will give you like, you know, 13% return easily on your money. And then in terms of brick and mortar business, I think we're going to take this on the show next time because we're running out of time and
yes,
the sports guys are here.
Don't they
know Buhari just won an election? Like, can't it be a holiday?
But I have a spot.
Or something for sports.
Will never end.
Huh?
The sports will continue with or without the election.
Shekhar has been working with his shoulders high these days.
I know, because of Manchester United.
Last week,
amen. Yeah. May it continue. Yeah. Right, that's it for Everyday Money Matters. We go, Dre, give us the rundown.
All right, guys, see you guys next week. I mean, you'll be sending your questions www.nairametrics.com. Hit me up on Twitter at the Good Dre. And this 50 something millionaire question, we're going to take it up on social media very soon. Sadiq, please don't be on my lane. These are my kind of guys.
Okay.
See you, Lagos. Bye.
Cheers. Do keep listening to Lagos Talks 91.3.